This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
Boston residents are heading to the polls today for the first round in the race for mayor.
Today's preliminary election will whittle the field of 12 candidates down to two.
WBUR's Fred Tice has been keeping an eye on the polls. He was in East Boston today, Chinatown. He joins us now from Cathedral High School in the South End. And Fred, give us a sense what you're seeing out there. How does turnout look?
Good afternoon, Anthony. Well, turnout, as you may know, overall is rather low. I spoke to poll workers in Eagle Hill this morning. That is a neighborhood of East Boston, who said that the turnout there was low. Now, oddly enough, that part of East Boston had the highest turnout of a low turnout generally in the city, at least for the early morning voting before 9 a.m. It's a diverse neighborhood. There are not as many Latinos there as there are in other parts of East Boston, such as Central Square and Maverick Square, so not necessarily an indication of Latinos coming out to vote. But I did speak to a volunteer for Felix Arroyo, who was going around to the various polling stations, and she was saying that if the Latinos stick together and vote for Arroyo, he could very well go into the second round, and we could see a surprise victory for him tonight. And she was pretty confident that that would happen, Anthony. Mm.
Well, Fred, as we mentioned, today's preliminary is going to whittle that field of 12 candidates down to two. And we have a number of you reporters out there. Asma Khalid spoke earlier with JP resident Pat Rutherford. She said that she voted for Charlotte Golar Ritchie. She said she had a hard time deciding because there were so many good candidates. Here's what she said.
I could have voted for a number of the candidates in good conscience, but I just decided to vote for her as I walked in there.
So, Fred, what do you think? Is that indicative of what might be happening out there? Are a lot of people making up their minds at the last minute, do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree with that. There's just so many people who, it seems like everybody knows that there's an election today, but so many people seem to be trying to figure out who they're going to vote for, and there's a choice. The poll workers I spoke to in East Boston, and also some of the poll watchers for the campaigns, were saying the turnout in general is so low, they thought, because people are just so confused by the cornucopia of elections, of choices for candidate for mayor of Boston. I want to say something about Charlotte Golar Ritchie. I was going around with her over the weekend, and I really got the sense that she may benefit from a surge of support for her, despite the fact that she may not be as well organized as some of the other candidates. People were coming up to her in Dudley Square and in Sugar Hill, a neighborhood once called Sugar Hill on Humboldt Avenue in Roxbury, and they're telling her that they wanted to vote for her because this is a chance to have the first woman mayor of Boston and the first African-American mayor of Boston.
Hmm. That's WBUR's Fred Tice reporting from the South End. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Anthony.
And now let's go to WBUR reporter Dolores Handy. She joins us, I believe, from somewhere near Mattapan. She's also been in Dorchester, JP, and Roxbury today. Hi, Dolores, and give us some of the highlights of what you've been seeing and hearing.
Hi, Sasha. Right now I am on Blue Hill Avenue just north of Mattapan Square, and I have to echo what Fred has said. Turnout is surprisingly, and poll workers say, disappointingly light. I voted shortly afternoon at my polling place in Dorchester, Ward 16, Precinct 1, which used to have very strong turnout. I was voter number 138 to cast my ballot, and that's 5 hours after the polls opened. That location used to have that many voters in the first hour or so. And that's not just in Dorchester, but in parts of Roxbury. One woman that I met in Roxbury said she was disappointed by the turnout. She was disappointed that she didn't see signs for her candidate. And interestingly, she said that she will probably just go ahead and vote for Ritchie to empower women. I'm just outside Marty Walsh's Mattapan Square office. He just dropped in. He skipped a couple of campaign appearances this morning, one in Jamaica Plain and West Roxbury, to work on a speech for tonight. I don't know if that's internal polling telling him something or not. He does have a very strong ground game. Lots of vans picking up poll workers, taking them to places to drop off literature. But when I asked him about what he was doing, he says, just writing down a few thoughts, thinking about my father who died a few years ago. Mm. But he looks all ready for this evening, makeup, great suit. I did see lots of trucks on the street, John Barrow's campaign workers going, driving through, telling people get out and vote. Charles Clemens workers in a car driving down Blue Hill Avenue, telling people to get out. So if the turnout is light, it's not for a lack of candidates trying to get people out. It's just that folks don't seem to be interested. And Marty Walsh thinks that it will pick up after people get off work later today.
And Dolores, before you head back out reporting, as you've gone from neighborhood to neighborhood, did you get different vibes in different places?
What I essentially got was that people were not out there yet. Mm. Maybe it'll pick up later on after they get off work.
That's
I can't say they're different vibes. I didn't get to West Roxbury because I was supposed to meet Marty Walsh there. He never made it there. But for him to cancel an appearance there, maybe it's a concession to the fact that you already have three candidates from that area, and he decided to work in-house on a speech for tonight.
That's WBUR's Dolores Handy. We'll be hearing from her later this evening. Dolores, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.
And let's turn now to WBUR's Lynn Joliker, who's been talking to voters at the Chittick School in Mattapan. And Lynn, give us a sense of what you've been seeing. We've been hearing from Fred and Dolores about light voter turnout. Is that consistent with what you've been observing?
Well, it sounds like what I'm seeing here might be a little bit busier than what they've been seeing. Poll workers here are calling it about average. I did just go in a few minutes ago and look at the tally on the voting machines, and they're up to close to 700 voters. So it sounds like a bit higher than what Dolores was seeing in her precinct a couple of hours ago. But again, still about average, the poll workers say. It's been steady, definitely a steady stream of voters coming in and out. People seem good mood, although rather overwhelmed at all the choices they had. And there are a number of volunteers outside with signs and handing out brochures, getting those last-minute pitches for their candidates.
Sure. And Lynn, what are the voters telling you? What are the issues that are on atop people's minds?
Well, three issues have definitely stood out. Schools, absolutely. Many people have mentioned schools. They say they just feel the Boston Public Schools still are not measuring up and are failing too many kids. Several people mentioned jobs. They say people are hurting. We want our next mayor to work on jobs for people. And then violence, street crime. A number of people here mentioned that. But again, just sort of a feeling of difficulty in wrapping their heads around who was standing for what the platforms were on different issues. They said they couldn't remember everyone's faces, and they wish they had faces next to the names on the ballots. And I, too, heard a few people coming in saying they did not know who they were going to vote for as they were approaching the polling place.
Mm. WBUR's Lynn Joliker in Mattapan. Lynn, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.
And now let's continue talking about the mayor's race with WBUR's political reporter David Scharfenberg, who's with us in the studio. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
So as we just heard from Dolores and Fred, so turnout not very high. Lynn says she sees a little better. And truly, I'm a little surprised that the turnout has been as low as it is so far, given how momentous this election is. So even with our historic sort of apathetic approach to voting, why do you think it's so low on a day like today?
So we're at 10.7% as of the last count. I think the reality here is this is a municipal election, and municipal elections typically do not draw the number of voters that you see in federal elections, elections for president, for instance. Some thought that it'd be a little different this time around. We've got, you know, the first real competitive mayoral race in a generation. And if nothing else, you've got 12 candidates working hard to bring people to the polls, as some of our reporters were just suggesting. But so far, that doesn't really seem to be the case. We're seeing something about average, looking to be on track, a little bit higher than turnout in 2009, the last mayoral election, which, of course, was not nearly as hotly contested as this one. You know, there are lots of possible explanations. We heard the reporters talking about the sheer kind of overwhelming number of candidates. I think there are plenty of voters feeling a bit overwhelmed by that, perhaps waiting until we're down to two and then they'll make their decision. We also haven't had any, you know, kind of major defining moments in this campaign, nothing that would obviously galvanize folks.
And David, as you look at the ward district breakdowns of neighborhood turnouts, which neighborhoods are having particularly strong turnouts, relatively speaking, at this point in the afternoon, and which the most measly, and then how does that affects various candidates.
Sure. So what we're seeing at this moment is typical turnout in a municipal race. This almost exactly mirrors what we saw back in 2009. We're seeing stronger turnout, in West Roxbury, Rosendale, Hyde Park, that sort of central part of the city. We're seeing pretty good turnout in parts of Dorchester that have historically performed pretty well in that regard, parts of the downtown. And we're seeing less turnout in places like Roxbury and parts of Dorchester.
So, for example, you said relatively good turnout in Hyde Park. That's Rob Consalvo's hometown. I imagine that's presumably good news for him. Any other candidates you think are feeling heartened by turnout in certain areas?
Yes, so City Councilor Rob Consalvo lives in Hyde Park, as you said. Two other prominent candidates, City Councilor John Connolly, Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Connolly, both live in West Roxbury. Dan Connolly used to live in Hyde Park. So all three of those candidates are sort of competing for that vote-rich section of the city. This is good news for them on the whole, although they are splintering that vote to some degree. And of those three, one or two will have to find a way to cultivate support in other parts of the city if they're going to get into one of those coveted top two spots.
So at this stage, with the polls open about another 5 hours, what factors could boost one candidate over another?
At this point, it's looking like ground game, ground game, ground game. If this had turned into a real high turnout election, that could have shifted perhaps some of the candidates who'd caught a little bit of fire in recent weeks. Charlotte Goler Ritchie, for instance, as the lone woman in this race, potentially the first African-American mayor, might have benefited from a big turnout and kind of a shift in the dynamic. At the moment, it's looking like the campaigns that are best organized are the ones who are going to fare better in a lower turnout race.
That's WBUR's David Scharfenberg, our political reporter. David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And stay with WBUR tonight for election updates, beginning when the polls close at 8 and then live special coverage of the results starting at 9. Also, tune in tomorrow or just come join us as we broadcast live from Copley Square to talk about the outcome of this preliminary election and then the march toward November's final election. We expect to be speaking with both of the winners at the preliminary of the preliminary. We'll also have analysis. That's tomorrow at our usual time from 3 to 4 here on WBUR live from Copley Square.
And stay with us. Coming up, Massachusetts moves a step closer to legal medical marijuana, but cities and towns across the state still have big concerns about where and how the pot dispensaries will be sited. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.